here, he is here. He has blessed us with his presence in this place. We will not be the same.
Hear, can you hear? All creation sings, the heavens glorify his holy name. Now to the King, eternal, to the only God be honor and glory forever. Amen.
Here, he is here. He has blessed us with his presence in this place. We will not be the same.
praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Welcome, everyone. Happy Sabbath. I'd just like to start this with prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you are the great creator. Amen. You have made everything, DNA to the electromagnetic spectrum of this light that we see right now, the sunshine. You've made it all. And Lord, we want to return to you praise for being our creator and our recreator. Thank you for being our Savior, for what you have done for us through Jesus. And I ask that your holy angels, Lord, would blend their voices with these ladies, that the people that are outside of this room will hear like you did of old, where you carried the voice for miles. And I just pray that nature would be blessed today, that everyone around us, that our hearts would just turn to you as naturally as a flower does to the sun. So thank you for hearing us, Lord. We love you, and this is to your glory, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Choo-doo, 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 choo-doo. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, Blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, rich word and art and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eyes of sinful men thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all works praise him in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. God in three persons, holy, holy, holy Trinity.
Amen. I would like to talk to you for just a second about the power of praise. As we're singing together, which we're singing from here, and very soon we're going to want you to sing with us, just like we did in the very beginning. I can't but think about the power of praise. I'd like to read a quote for you from Patriarchs and Prophets. It's talking about Lucifer when he was still going through the struggle between choosing God or choosing himself. It says the following: as songs of praise ascended in melodious strings swelled by thousands of glad voices, the spirit of evil seemed vanquished. Unutterable love thrilled Lucifer's entire being. His soul went out in harmony with sinless worshipers in love to the Father and the Son. What could have been? And what is this power of praise, of adoration, of worship? What can make someone move when they don't hear a song? What is it that can move a broken heart to sing? It's the power of praise. So I'd like for us to sing this song about how important and how powerful it is to yield yourself to the Spirit of God through singing and worship.
The power of praise, glory, glory, glory to your name.
Can be too powerful.
What can move a man to dance when he doesn't hear a band?
What can move a broken heart to sing?
Can make a weary sinner fall down on his knees?
What can make a house of heavens ring?
What can lift my lowest thoughts to the very throne of God? And what can lift my eyes from earthly things?
Hey, it's the power of praise, the power of praise. We're led by God's Spirit. It's a mighty refrain. It flows with the force that carries the courage of change. The power of praise.
Praise can set my soul on fire when my passions consumed.
Praise the God that giveth son of voice.
Praise can fill my mind with peace when my doubts have overcome.
Praise can turn my longing into joy.
Praise can turn my sorrow into a holy celebration. Praise can turn my weeping into tears of joy.
Power of praise, the power of praise. We're led by God's Spirit. It's a mighty refrain. It flows with the force that carries the courage of change. The power of hallelujah. Glory, glory, my God, I love you. A mighty fortress is our God. Hallelujah. The power of praise, glory, glory, glory to your name. Power of praise, the power of praise. We're led by God's Spirit. It's a mighty refrain. It flows with the force that carries the courage of change. The power of praise, the power of praise. We're led by God's Spirit. It's a mighty refrain. It flows with the force that carries the courage of change. The power, the power of hallelujah. Glory, glory, my God, I love you. A mighty fortress is our God. Fortress is our God. Hallelujah. The power of praise.
Amen.
Well, I just want to take a moment to introduce who these ladies are. Some of you may know them, but they're representing 3AM. Does anybody know what 3AM stands for? Messengers, in this case. And it is a motorcycle ministry that's a tribe that the Lord laid on me to try to reach, because it says that the three angels' message is to go to how far? Everywhere, every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. So he put that on my heart, and then these ladies are the singers for this ministry. And I'll start here with Mrs. Blanzy. Does everyone know her? Miss Blanzy, sorry. Stacy Blanzy. Well, since it's out there, Stacy, Miss, guys. Okay. Y'all may know her. She's been here for years. But then she's a teacher, by the way, at Elkins. And then next to her is my mother-in-law, Magali, if you want to meet her later. Oliveira, she's also a music teacher down in Brazil, and they just got back from teaching at one of the universities there. And then my wife, Audrey Hunt, she is an ophthalmologist down in Charleston. So these ladies blend their voices very well, wouldn't you agree? So they're going to continue, and I'll stop.
Testify.
testify. I will testify.
For as long as I shall live, I will testify.
Every breath I take will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify your love. I'll be a witness in the silences when words are not enough. With every breath I take, will give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, testify your love.
Amen. That song means a lot to me, and especially the next song that we're going to share with you guys. I wanted you to think about this verse, and really just thinking about what Jesus did for us. Because when you realize that he didn't have to, and when you realize that he is the creator, like he made you and then he chose to die for you, it's kind of, I don't know, kind of makes you want to pass out a little bit. Anyway, Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 6. When we were utterly helpless, which is all the time, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. He didn't say saints. He said sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. Verse 8. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still what?
Sinners.
Remember that.
God, for saving me. Thank you.
So at this time, I'd like to invite you to sing with us. Some of the songs we've sung so far you may not be familiar with, but the next few songs we're going to sing and play, you should know those. So we're going to actually do a medley. It's going to be several different hymns. I'd like for you guys to sing along with us. And in between the hymns, we're going to play a trio from Mendelssohn for piano, violin, and cello. And during those times, there's going to be a verse on the screen, and you can meditate upon that verse, or you can let your thoughts drift in prayer. And this is the time that we will all do it together, okay? So in order for us to do that, there's a part that I want you to learn. So sing a new song to the Lord, yes? Yes? All right, so it's an arrangement for Father's World, and I'd like for you to learn this very first part here that you're gonna sing with us. So it says, I will praise him, I will praise him, I will praise him. That's very hard, huh? All right, I guess it is hard. And my heart will be glad. I will praise him. Is that easy enough? Okay, so this is how it goes. Trio, and then we're going to go right into these different songs, and I would like for you guys to sing along.
Thank you.
Sings and praises the music of the sea. For we need.
How many know the text, Hebrews 7:25? Do y'all know that one by heart? It says that he is able to save, how far? To the uttermost. Why? Because he ever lives, amen, to make that intercession for us. Now we talk about what the Lord has done. And some of you may have heard me share this before, so don't spoil it for the others. Did you know that Jesus would have done this for just one of us? Did you know that's in the Bible? Does anybody know where it is? Don't spoil it if you heard me share it. Give them a chance. Where do you see in the Bible that Jesus would have died for one soul? I hear John 3:16. What's another one? The one lost sheep. That's a parable. Where do we have proof that he would do it for one soul? Okay, let me ask you this. How many sacrifices were there? Typically in the Old Testament, how many sacrifices were there every day? Morning and evening, okay? What time did Jesus die? So the evening offering. Why? Say it again. It was the final offering. Guys, don't miss this. It's all over West Virginia. Three crosses. And there was one guy there that saw a king. When everyone else saw conviction, you know, saw somebody being murdered, he saw a king. And what melted his heart? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And it just melted him. And what I'm telling you is that according to prophecy, Jesus could have died at 0900. According to prophecy, it could have happened. But he put all of our salvation on hold for one person. That's how much he loves you. He's worthy of our praise, isn't he? Amen.
After you counted the cost, you took my shame.
How deep is your grace that you could see my need and choose to take my place? And then for me, these words I'd hear you say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I will go because I love them so. Those were my nails, that was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, you did it all for me. And after you counted the cost, you took my shame, my
sorrows. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed.
Those were my nails, that was my crown, that pierced your hands and your brow. Those were my thorns, those were my scorns, those were my tears that fell down. And just as you said it would be, you did it all for me. And after you counted the cost, you took my shame, my took my shame, my blame on my cross.
Gates and door were barred, and all the windows fastened down. I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound. Half in hopeless sorrow, half in fear the day would find the soldiers crashing through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window and looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. They moved his body in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and the body isn't there. So we both ran to the garden, and John ran on ahead. They found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. The winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there, just what I did not know. John believed in miracles, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I'd seen them crucify him, and then I watched him die.
Back inside the house again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices I denied, I knew his name. So even if he was alive, it could never be the same. Then suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees and I just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet, and as I looked into his eyes, love was shining out from him like sunlight from the skies. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I ever had just melted into peace. Sweet peace. He's alive.
He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive, he's alive, he's alive, and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive.
Amen. He's alive. Got something here I want to share with you from Ministry of Healing. It says, when light flashes into the soul, some who appear to be most fully given to sin will become successful workers for just such sinners as they themselves once were. Isn't that cool? That means we are going to work for people just like we were. The ones we resonate with. And when you experience the Lord, you can't help but share that. The woman at the well, who'd she go share it with? The men. Right? And so I just think that's a super powerful quote here from Sister White. Ministry of Healing, page 179.1. We need God's power to do that.
And the workers to be plentiful.
He has been our safeguide. He has been our unsung leader. He has been the great commander of his people. Give us of your power. Give us of your mind. So we keep the fire.
Coming back. Amen? All right, I got another quote for you. First of all, Proverbs 11:30. Who knows what that text says? It says, he who wins souls is what? Wise. Amen? That's what we get to present to him, what he used us for. Now, I'm going to finish with this quote from Volume 9, Testimonies. It says, in a special sense, Seventh-day Adventists have been set in the world as watchmen and light bearers. To them has been entrusted the last warning for a perishing world. What is that? What's the last warning? That's right. And by the way, this is at Elmshaven, if you've ever been there, this quote sitting there. It says, on them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. Here it is. They have been given a work of most solemn import. The proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages. There is no other work of so great importance. They are to allow nothing else to absorb their attention. Amen? Were y'all blessed?
Yes.
Amen. Did you want to say something?
What do you say for ladies? Thank you. Amen. Good job. Stand up, please, for the last part. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.